们先打开圣经，希伯来书十章。
Shall we all open the Bible, the book of Hebrews, chapter 10?
我们会从十九节念到二十五节。
And we shall read from verse 19 to 25.
希伯来书十章十九到二十五节，好，我们一起来读。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 to 25, and we shall read together.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就单纯诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的，又要彼此相顾，极发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus.
在新年的第一个主日，我们来到这个新的地方，我们先要把感谢献上给你。
As we come to this new place in the first Sunday of the year, we will offer our high praises to you.
主耶稣，你给我们的恩典真的是超过我们所求所想。也超过我们所配得的。
The grace you've given us is beyond our expectation and beyond what we're worthy for.
当我们在你的恩典当中的时候，让我们的心来敬拜你。
As we're in your grace, help our heart to worship you.
让我们的眼睛来仰望你。
Help our eyes to look upon you.
主，愿你自己的爱来吸引我们。
May your own love to draw us.
在新的一年里边，让我们更新的把自己来献上给你。
Help us to renew ourselves and offer us up to you again in the new year.
主，因为我们所有的一切都是你恩典所给。
Because all we have is given by you.
也是你用赎价流血而将我们买赎来归你的。
It's also redeemed by you with your precious blood.
主，就是在这最末了的时代，当你快要来之前
，In these last days before you are to come，
主，让我们能够更新的常常记得我们是属于你的。
Help us to remember often that we belong to you。
不管这个世界对我们是吸引还是恐惧，但是主，我们有你，我们就超越在这一切之上。
No matter whether the world loves us, attracts us, or scares us away, we belong to you.
但是我们深信的是你要回来建立你的国度。
We firmly believe that you are to come back and establish your kingdom on the earth.
你要回来结束是地上一切的混乱、罪恶和痛苦。
You are to come back to put a stop all the sinfulness.All the pain.
你要领我们进入与你永远同在的平安安息的里边。
You are to lead us into the forever peace with you.
主，我们感谢你，我们成为属天的子民、君尊的祭司是何等奇妙的事情。
We thank you, Lord, because it is truly amazing that we become a priesthood in front of you.
我们愿意。常常的接着这样的聚会，就是你所吩咐我们不可停止的聚会。
We pray that through these meetings which you commanded us not to stop,
我们来彼此相劝。
We can encourage one another.
来走这条天路。
and to walk this heavenly journey.
来遵守你一切的命令和吩咐。
And to obey all your words and commands.
我们愿意主啊，在这里我们可以成为你美好的见证。
We are willing to be a beautiful testimony for you.
在这个地区来传扬你的福音。
To proclaim your gospel in this area.
在这个地区来活出彼此相爱的见证。
And to live a testimony of loving one another in this area.
主，我们从第一天在这里的聚会就恭敬地奉献在你的面前。
Lord, we offer up to you our first worship on this, in this place.
一切都是从你来的。
Everything we receive comes from you.
一切也都是属于你的。
And all of them belong to you.
一切的荣耀也必须归还给你。
And we give all the glory back to you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
今天早晨一来到这里，我相信弟兄姐妹的心里都很激动。
I believe every one of us is very excited as we come to this new place this morning.
记得去年主把我们带到这个区来开始有聚会。
I remember it was last year that the Lord led us to this suburb to start a meeting.
而在学校聚会了大概一年以后，主又预备了一个新的地方让我们搬到这里来。
After about 12 months, we worship in the school. Now the Lord has led us to this new place.
那我就在想，
And I'm thinking,
既然是新年的第一个主日，
Since this is the first Sunday in the new year,
我觉得最好是跟大家互相的勉励。
I believe it is better for me to encourage one another here.
让我们不只来数算主的恩典。
So that we not only here to count the blessings of the Lord.
我们也能够互相的勉励，来走这最后的一段路。
But we can also fellowship and encourage one another to walk this last section of the journey.
正如我刚才所提到的。
Just as I mentioned before,
我们在新的一年，新的地点，来开始新的侍奉。
We've started a new ministry in a new year, in a new place.
我们更需要心意更新而变化。
What we need more is our heart can be continue to be renewed and changed.
圣经告诉我们说，既知道主回来的日子近了，我们就更当谨慎。
The Bible tells us that let us encourage one another and all the more as you see the day approaching.
免得我们疲倦或者灰心。
In case we grow tired and desperate.
我们从借用以色列人的历史来鼓励我们。
Let's refer to the history of the Israelites.
我们都知道神藉着逾越节拯救了所有的以色列人，而且脱离埃及。
As we know that God saved all the Israelites and delivered them from Egypt through the Passover.
换句话说，他让以色列人脱离了那种为奴隶的身份，而成为了神自己的子民和军队。
In another word, he delivered the Israelites from the status of slavery and into the citizenship of God's kingdom.
但是约节紧跟着是什么呢？就带领他们离开了埃及，开始走朝向迦南美地的旅程。
So what happened next after the Passover? It was the long journey from Egypt to Canaan.
在这整条的路上，神有许多奇妙的带领和作为，都是神很有计划的引导。
In this long journey, God has arranged many amazing miracles, and all these were from His amazing leading.
他们来到西乃山下，神就开始给他们颁布律法、诫命。
As they came under the foot of Mount Sinai, God gave them the laws.
其实神向以色列人颁布律法是要他们注意一个圣洁的问题。
God gave the Israelites the law in order for them to know about holiness.
十诫是讲明了道德性的和神自己的圣洁本性。
The Ten Commandments talks about the moral part of the law.
里边有跟着有许多的律例是讲到生活中的彼此关系和要注意的东西。
And all the other laws talks about the relationship in your life and what you should pay attention to.
还有一种叫做典章的，就主要告诉他们在教会宗教生活中是怎样的照着次序来行的。
And the decrees are about how you should go about when you're holding religious life, how you should deal with each other.
所以神为他子民所预备的东西都是非常有规律、有次序、有目的的。
So what God has prepared for his people are full of purpose, full of order, and full of patterns.
然后神又开始告诉他们说要造一个会幕，让神可以住在以色列人的中间。
Then God told them to build a tabernacle so God can dwell among his people.
在刚过去的特别营会里边，孙果铎弟兄跟我们讲到会幕的建造必须按照三善的样式。
And in the past conference, our brother Sun told us to build up the tabernacle, you have to follow the pattern from the mountain.
每样的东西都有它的尺寸，有它的位置，有它当尽的功用。
Every single item has its own size, position, and function.
因为所有的都照着神的吩咐来被建造好的时候，
Because when everything is built up according to God's heart,
神就会来到他们中间，藉着会幕住在人的中间。
God will come to dwell among them through the tabernacle.
当然我们也知道，
Of course we also know.
从创世纪开始直到启示录，神一直都是向人显明，他很喜欢跟人住在一起。
From Genesis through to Revelation,God's heart desire is always to dwell among his people.
但是罪恶让人与神分隔开了。
Yet the sin has separated apart from
man from God. 因为非圣洁就没有人能够亲近神。
Because no one can come near to God without holiness.
所以当人从伊甸园被赶出来以后，神就一直的在呼唤要把人找回来。
So ever since men were driven out of the Garden of Eden, God has been calling them.
是他自己起意要把人带回来。
He initiated the thought to bring man back to him.
是他自己预备了救赎的方法，要回到人的中间。
It's him that has prepared a way to save man to God.
所以在新约里边，我们就看见耶稣来了。圣经怎么说呢？他就是神支搭帐篷在人间。
In the New Testament, when Jesus came, Bible described him as the tent God has pitched among men.
他的名字要叫做以马内利。
His name is Emmanuel.
就是神能够在基督里与人同住。
Meaning God living among men in Christ.
而我们看见整个历史变化发展到他最终目的，到了启示录。最后的还是这样讲的。
As we see the history when it evolves to the end in the book of Revelation, it also says this.
看哪，神的帐幕在人间。
Behold, God's tent is among men.
他要永远的跟他的子民在一起。
He is living with men forever.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
神渴望把我们能够修复改变到一个地步，我们跟他能够永远的在一起。
God longs to restore human to an extent that he will live among us forever.
为着这个缘故，他在历史上不断的在做这些的恢复的工作。
For this purpose, he has been throughout the history doing the work of restoration.
拯救的工作。
The work of salvation.
然后我们看见有了会幕以后呢，
And after we have the tabernacle,
神就启示摩西。
God revealed to Moses.
有祭司的制度，有祭性的制度， 有祭坛的制度。
The system of the priesthood, the sacrificial animals, and the altar.
只有藉着祭心，我们的罪可以被赦免。
Only through sacrifice can our sins be forgiven.
藉着祭司作为中保，能够把人带到神的面前来领受恩典。
Through the priest who is the mediator, can he lead the man before God to receive the grace?
也指出只有这一个神所立的祭坛是我们应该在那里献祭和敬拜的地方。
Only through the altar established by God can man come to offer the sacrifice and worship God.
所以一面我们看见神的慈爱，一面我们看见神的严肃在那里。
On one hand, we see God's merciness and His kindness.
他要我们跟他相近。
He wants us to be near to Him.
但是他不许可人所有的血气和世界上的方法来代替他的计划。
Yet He hates the flesh of man or doing worldly things to replace His plan.
所以一面我们看见我们要敬拜神是神极大的恩典和怜悯。
On one hand, it's great grace that we can come close to worship.
但是我们同时必须明白的是，不能照着私意敬拜。
Meanwhile, we must understand that we cannot worship Him according to our own will.
只有一个祭坛，就是十字架。
There's only one altar, that is the cross.
是神能够与人和好的地方。
By which man reconciles back to God.
只有一个祭性，就是耶稣这一个神的羔羊。
There is only one sacrifice, the Lamb of God.
他能赦免人一切的罪。
Who can forgive all sins of man?
只有一位祭司。
There's only one priest.
就是主耶稣，他把自己献上，他既是祭性，他自己又是那一位大祭司。
Who is our Lord Jesus Christ? He is the sacrificial animal as well as the great high priest.
所以我们看见在基督徒的整个生活里边，没有一样可以离开基督而独立存在的。
So we can see in our Christian life there is nothing that we can live apart from God.
还不仅仅是这样。
Not only that.
在新约中我们还看见我们一旦被拯救了。
In the New Testament, we can see.
神还要使我们成为祭司的国度，就是侍奉神的国度。
As soon as we're saved, God wants us to become a priesthood.
所以弟兄姐妹，你如果想到你们拯救的身份有这么荣耀的呼召跟目的的时候，
As you realize how glorious our status is after we are saved,
我们的生活就该当怎样的谨慎自守。
How cautious should we be in our living?
那今天我跟大家还要继续的交通一个，就是从以色列人在旷野的路程，我们来认识主对他百姓的带领。
I also want to share with you today how God leads His people.
因为具备了这各种各样神所预备的规条，各种的准备齐全以后。
Because when all the rules and regulations are complete,
以色列百姓不是静止的，他们必须往前走。
The Israelites had to continue to move.
他们必须向着神所要赐给他们的应许之地，往那个方向前进。
To continue walk towards the promised land.
在整个以色列人的四十年旷野的漂流，给我们许多的提醒。
Through the whole 40 years of wandering in the desert, we can see a lot of warnings and reminders.
可见神的严厉和恩慈。
God's strictness and His kindness.
向跌倒的人是严厉的。
Towards those who fall, He is strict.
向信靠他的人是蛮有恩典的。
Towards those who believe in him, he's full of mercy.
所以他就劝勉我们，我们要长久的在他的恩慈里边。
So he encouraged us to remain in his kindness.
不然 我们也有可能被砍下来。
Otherwise, it is also possible for us to be cut off.
弟兄姐妹，我们的救恩不仅是极大的福音和喜事。
Brothers and sisters, our salvation is not only the greatest blessing.
我们的福音本身是一个极其严肃的呼召。
The gospel itself is also a very serious calling to us.
正如主耶稣经常对他门徒提醒过的。
Just as how Jesus always reminds his disciples.
他说我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子。
He said, I am the true vine, you branches.
你们若不藏在我的身上，你们就会像枯干的枝子，会掉下去，会被人丢掉。
If you don't remain in me always, you will dry up and wither and be cut off.
你们如果藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
If you abide in me always, I will abide in you too.
你们很自然的就会结果子。
And naturally you will bear fruits.
所以严格的说，基督徒的路程，或者说基督徒生命的成长，是一条很认真也很真实的过程。
So strictly speaking, the way you grow for a Christian is a real and a true process.
它的秘密在于你持续的住在主的里边，跟他连接。
The secret is remain in Him and be connected to Him all the time.
这是里边生命的连接。
This is a connection of the life inward.
当你连于基督的时候，你很自然的，不用你怎么努力的，它就会成长，它就会长出果子出来的。
When you're connected to Christ, your life will naturally grow and bear fruits without much effort from yourself.
当你离开他的时候，
But as you depart from him,
这是历史上常常重复的错误。
Which is repeatedly can be seen from history.
你可以在外边买很多水果来挂在树上。
You can buy lots of fruits and hang them on your tree.
但是它迟早要烂掉。
But these fruits will get rotten sooner or later.
基督徒的生命绝对不是只在外边的形式和方法。
A Christian's life should not only be seen from your outward rituals and ceremonies or methods.
都是你心深处与主的关系，生命的关系。
But they manifested through your relationship with God deep in your heart.
可以说是一个非常轻松自然的生活表现。
It is a very natural and manifestation from your life.
我们只能做的就是留意，不要离开主的同在。和连以他生命的供应。
What we should pay attention is not to leave the Lord and His supply in your life.
那么在民数记一开始讲到以色列百姓要往前走的时候，
In the book of Numbers, it talks about when the Israelites were about to depart.
他很简单的记载了几个事情。
It recorded a few events.
第一个是数点人数。
The first event is to count the people.
凡二十岁以上能够打仗的男兵。
Those who are beyond 20 year old who can fight in the battle.
首先这一批的人是准备好能够打仗的。
So first of all, this group of people are ready to fight.
所以我们也互相提醒，我们蒙恩得救了，我们蒙了羔羊的宝血的救赎了，我们也脱离了为奴的警戒了。
Now that we are saved and we've been delivered from the slavery,
我们也被启示知道怎样要献上羔羊作为我们的牺牲跟代替。
Now that we've been revealed how we should offer our lamb to become the sacrificial lamb.
我们也知道主耶稣成为我们大祭司，天天在神的右边为我们祷告。
And also we know the fact that the Lord Jesus is the great priest.
但是今天基督徒常常忘记，我们也是一个需要面对战争的军队。
Today's Christian often forget that we're also a group of army who facing.
今天很多的福音盼望给人一个好感觉， 神就祝福你这个祝福你那个。
The gospel sometimes give a misleading concept that God only bless you.
但是圣经很清楚地告诉我们，一旦你们拯救了，神要开始数点你。
But the Bible also tells us, as soon as you're saved, God will
also number you. 说明说你的名字非常重要，神照着你的名字来召唤你，拯救你的。
God will call you and save you according to your name.
所以你我千万不能有一种概念，认为说多我一个少我一个没关系。
So let's do not think like this. Whether I'm there or not, it's not important.
神的赐职里边每一个名字他都宝贵，他要你尽职，他也要负你的责任。
Because in God's book, every single name is precious.
然后呢，你的心必须准备好，是可以出去打仗的。
And then your heart must be ready to go out to fight.
我非常深的感觉到，我们已经来到一个世界很末了的世代。
I deeply feel that we have come to the very last age, last time.
在全世界各处。
Everywhere in this whole world.
不论是天灾，是社会情形。
Whether it's natural disasters. Or the social commotion.
有一种非常清楚的明显的敌对神的灵意正在发动和正在进行。
There is a very clear force that is antichrist.
整个世界都在推高度的推崇人自己的所谓自由和民主和独立。
The whole world is promoting human's own freedom and independence.
而整个背后呢，其实是撒旦的权势在那里要做一个工作。
Behind all this, it is from the power of Satan who is about to start
something. 因为他起先就是欺骗人、说谎话，还要杀人的。
Because from the very beginning, he was the liar.
他一切的工作就是要人能够背叛神。
All his work is for one purpose.
所以看这些年间，他在所谓基督教世界，他在所谓的伊斯兰世界，在无产。在无神论的国家，他都在做这样的工作。
He's doing the same work, whether it's in the Islamic world or the atheist countries.
他们试图尽量尽一切所能的把主赶出人的当中。
They try their best to drive God out of humans' world.
所以我们看见很多公立学校不许学生在学校教圣经了。
We see public schools stop teaching scriptures.
很多圣经明明否定。不可不禁止的都被人家认同是合法了。
Things that's denied in the Bible are legalized in this society.
而且他们采用许多很卑劣的手段。
And they use many wicked ways to teach.
只要人反对他们，他们就会想方设法用各种非常肮脏的手段去围攻人、陷害人，甚至杀害人。
And when they are opposed, they will use many wicked ways to murder, even to kill.
你看现在连小小的小学里边都开始经常有这种所谓的暴力的情形。
Even in public schools, like primary schools, we see situations of.
只要你跟我不同，我就可以攻击你。
If you are different from me, then I can attack you.
包括原谅我说，现在的香港社会也在告诉我们这种现象。
Forgive me to say, even societies in Hong Kong tell us the same thing.
打着一种漂亮的旗号，背后做的其实都是仇敌的工作。
They were working with Satan even under a beautiful label.
他们要人反对神，不遵从顺服神的权柄。
They want men to turn against God, to disobey God's authority.
第二点，这些20岁以上能够有战备概念的人。
Secondly, those people who are beyond the 20 year old who can fight.
他们必须能够说出自己的家谱。
They will have to tell the family tree.
换句话说，这些人必须有清清楚楚自己的来源。
In another word, they will have to have a clear understanding of where they come from.
用新约圣经的话来说，这帮人必须是有圣灵能够同证我们是神的儿女。
In New Testament's words, these are the group of people who have the testimony from the Holy Spirit.
当时的以色列百姓20岁以上被数点的，如果他不能说出他是属于哪个支派， 哪个宗族的，他就不配进这个军队。
If those people cannot tell which tribe they come from, they're not worthy to be part of the army.
这里很清楚告诉你我，你必须很清楚知道你是蒙了主的拯救，你蒙了圣灵的重生。
This tells us that we have to be very clear that we're born again from the Spirit and we're God's children.
你知道在以色列出埃及的时候，有大班的人，圣经称他们为闲杂人。
When Israelites came out of Egypt, there's a group of people that the Bible called them
因为他们看见一些神迹
miscellaneous people.
他们看见一些神迹，他们看见神奇妙的作为。
Although they saw the miracles from God,
他们也欣赏以色列那种美好的组织。
Although they appreciate those beautiful system that Israelite people have,
所以他也跟着他们走了。
So they followed them out of Egypt.
但是这帮人呢，从来说不出自己的祖宗是谁。
But these people were never able to tell where they come from.
所以一旦遇到一点困难的时候，我个人相信这帮人就是常常是困难的启动者。
So as soon as difficult strikes, I believe those people are normally the one who initiate some challenges.
你看，为什么在民数记我们看见以色列人有那么多那么多次的起来背叛呢？
Why do we see so many times the people in Israel came against Moses?
因为这些闲杂的人，
because these miscellaneous people,
尽管他们经历过在以林有70棵棕树。
Although they went through the 70 springs in Elim,
有甜水供应他们。
The sweet wells provided for them.
但是走了几天以后，
after a few days,
他们就来到一个地方叫马拉。
As they came to the place called Mara,
那里的水是苦的。
Where the water was bitter.
然后百姓就开始发怨言了。
And the people started complaining.
给我们一个很清晰的警告。
This is a clear warning to us.
昨天的神迹救不了你今天的需要。
Miracles from yesterday cannot save your needs today.
你如果只是不断的要得着恩赐和供应，
If you're only looking for the grace and the supply,
当你遇到困难的时候，你会第一个说为什么。
Then when you have difficulties, you'll be the first one to ask why.
每次遇到难处，总有一帮人说我们为什么要出埃及。
Every time there's difficult situations, there's always people complaining, why? Why do we come out of Egypt?
弟兄姐妹，在你我生活的艰难时候，
Brothers and sisters, in our difficult times in our life,
我们是否也常常听见有声音这样说，神真的不爱我，忘记我了。
Did we always hear voice saying, God has forgotten you?
如果他说不出自己是一个真的属神的儿女的话，
If you can't really tell that you are from God,
他甚至就会说神到底有没有这样可信啊？
He would even ask, is there God at all? Is he trustworthy?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的要常常的回到主的面前。
So brothers and sisters, let's always come back to the Lord.
我们的出身。
To remember our ancestor and how we were born.
我们要记得我们是怎样蒙恩得救的。
To remember how we received
the grace. 我们怎样曾经是一个犯罪堕落活在罪屋里边的人。
How we used to live in the sin, fallen.
是神把我们拯救出来。
It is God who has saved us.
还要有一个很清楚的进一步的看见。
We also need to have a further vision.
主拯救你不是为着达到你私人的目的。
God has saved you not to reach your own purpose.
是要把你带进他一个荣耀的未来的结局。
He is to bring you into a future glorious ending.
你今天可以脱离了为奴之地。
Today you have left the land of
slavery. 但是神要给你的远比这个大。
But what God is going to give you is
greater than that. 他要带你进入他丰富的迦南地。
He is to lead you into the land of Canaan.
我们今天都是在这条路上。
Today we are all on this journey.
我们记得按着名字主拯救了我们，拣选了我们。
According to our names, God has saved us and chosen us.
按着名字，我们开始就被放进这一个战争的队伍。
According to our names, we have been put into this army to serve God.
因着这个缘故，我们必须常常记得圣灵 与我们同证，我们是神的儿女。
Because of this, we need to often remember that the Holy Spirit testify we are children of God.
不然在这个世界上，我们真的充满了危险。
Otherwise, in this world, we face danger all day long.
世界对我们好一点的时候，周围的环境松一点的时候，
When the world is good to us,
我们会飞奔的远离造我们救我们的主。
We will run fast away from our Maker.
另一个呢，就是当世界压迫我们，反对我们，给我们难处的时候，
When the world oppressed us and gave us difficulties and hardship,
我们就会发怨言，我们就会想回去埃及的肉锅旁边。
We would complain and want to go back to Egypt where the pot of meat is.
弟兄姐妹，我们要记得，如果主赋了那么大的恩典、慈爱和代价来拯救我们。
Brothers and sisters, let's remember if God has paid such a great price and to save us.
他真的不愿意看见我们半途而废。
He does not want us to see. He does not want to see us turning back halfway.
第二点，在他们开始往前走的时候。
Secondly, as they march towards.
他们数点了这些人以后。
After they number the people.
他就要以色列人各。归自己的道下，在本族的旗号那里，对着会幕视为安营。
He wants the Israelite people to camp under their own flag of the tribe and camp facing towards the tabernacle.
因为他们能说出自己的来历，说出自己是属于哪一支派。
Because they know which tribe they're coming from.
那我们看见我们的神是很有秩序的。
We can see our God is an orderly God.
而且那些秩序都不是死板的，都是蛮有生命意义的。
This order is not rigid, but full of life and meaning.
他没有让这些已经被数点的人就随便啊，你想到哪里就哪里住，做什么就做什么，没有。
He didn't allow those numbered people to position themselves wherever they want.
他们要他们真的就像军队一样的被配搭，被放置在合适的位置。
He wants them to be arranged to a proper place, just like in army.
他们各回自己本族的旗下。
They will return to their own banner.
但是是围绕着会幕而安营。
But they will all be positioned around the tabernacle.
换句话说。会幕是整个以色列百姓居住、行走、战争的中心指挥点。
In another word, the tabernacle is the center of commander room of all the Israelites.
所有的号令都是从这里发出来的。
All the instructions will come from the tabernacle.
换句话就是说，不管你做的是什么，你在那里扎营，你要前行，你要停住，都根据。会幕中发出来的指令去行的。
Whether you stop or move on, whatever you will be doing, it is all according to the instructions coming out of the tabernacle.
那对于我们来说，我个人认为基督徒的生活也必须是这样。
Personally, I agree that our Christian life should be like this too.
我不是说我们要来立一个什么中央集权，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that we need to establish a centralized
authority. 因为新约的执事是在灵，不在仪文。
The ministry in the New Testament is in spirit.
有圣灵赐给我们，在我们里边。
The Holy Spirit has given this to every one of us.
他将我们互相配搭联络。就像身体上的各个肢体。
He led us to cooperate with each other just like members to your body.
叫百节各按各职尽自己的功用，叫身体就渐渐长大。
So all the limbs will be cooperated together and then fully fulfill their function so your body can grow.
不是手想做什么做什么。
The hand cannot do whatever he wants.
不是脚想做什么做什么。
And the foot can't walk wherever he wants.
不是口想说什么说什么。
The mouth cannot speak whatever he wants.
都在中央，就是 会幕的主的话语的支配底下。
All of them should be under the dominion of God's word, which is the tabernacle, the center of the command place.
在我们的侍奉中，在我们家庭的生活中，在我们社会的生活里边。
In our life of church, society, and family.
我相信都有主非常智慧的安排。
I believe God has wisely arranged everything.
所以我们不管在哪个地方，我们都必须围绕着会幕为中心而来驻扎。
So wherever we are, we must face the tabernacle and position ourselves.
尽你那一份。
Fulfilling your responsibilities.
我们知道十二个支派是分成东西南北四个方向驻扎的。
We know the 12 tribes were positioned into 4 positions, east, west, north, and south.
在东边的 是犹大支派为主的三个支派。
In the east, positioned the 3 tribes.
如果是会幕已经有声音号角叫他往前走的时候，
If there's a sound coming from the tabernacle to asking the army to move forward,
他就只要照着命令往前走。
The tribe of Judah will go forward.
他不要留意说后边为什么还不动。
He should not consider, worry why the back tribe
因为一切的整个完整的计划是神自己在安排。
Because the whole plan is controlled by God.
我们在教会中有时候主给你这样一份的侍奉，给我另一个侍奉。
When you're in the church, sometimes the Lord gives you a different ministry.
我用不着对主说为什么他那么有用我就这么没用。
You do not need to worry why he's more capable than me.
我只要尽主给我的那一份，所站的那个位置，我向他忠心，这就是主所要的。
All I need to do is do whatever I was told on my position and be faithful to God.
所以我们当中一些姐妹啊，你也真的不要灰心。
So sisters among us, do not be discouraged.
你不要说我怎么就不去站讲台，
Don't think that, why can't I be
我怎么就不能够设计许多很好的为主和工作的事工。
Why can't I design a lot of the ministry for the Lord?
有些更加是我怎么就天天在家里烧三顿饭。
And why do I always, all I do is cooking the three meals at home.
就天天搞这几个小孩。
And to look after these little kids.
其实再平凡的事，如果你心里是为着主的，
you,
你已经是一个忠心的仆人。
If you're doing all of this out of your heart for the Lord in the most ordinary way,
你会听见主对你的奖赏一点都不会比人少。
The Lord's rewards to you will not be less than other people.
我喜欢这样的比方。
I like this parable.
我们看事情的价值，常常从它的外表来衡量。
We always measure the value of the things according to the outward situation.
很普遍的会认为。
And people normally think.
那个会站讲台讲道的，他肯定是功用大，多得奖赏。
That person who stands in front of the pulpit will have a bigger function and bigger reward than other people.
其实啊，如果你真的站讲台，你要很害怕。
Actually, if you are to stand on the pulpit, you should be trembling.
神说他多给谁就向谁多要。
Because God will ask for more for those who He gives more to.
上讲台的人有一个更大的责任，你讲的与你所行的脱节的话，你要受更重的惩罚。
The speaker has a greater responsibility and will be punished more if what he preaches is different from what he does.
再从另一个人的角度来说，
And from another perspective from man.
我们知道一位非常属灵的弟兄叫劳伦斯。
Brother Lawrence, a very spiritual brother.
他说我为主的缘故在地上捡一根稻草放到炉里，我都感到十分的荣耀和高兴。
He said, I feel so glory and glad, even if I'm just to pick up a little straw and put it in the stove.
他是一个厨师。
He was a cook.
他是一个与神同行的人。
He's a person who walked with God.
他在烧饭的时候，他就一直的对主说，我为你干这个活。
Even while cooking, he talked to the Lord, I am doing it
for you. 所以我筵席跟稻草都为你的缘故，我都能为此而喜乐。
I'm joyful even if I pick up a straw and put it in the stove.
而调转过来说，
In another world,
一个很有恩赐的人，
a very gifted and talented person,
很有才干的人，
very capable and knowledgeable,
他如果是为他自己而活，
if he lives only for himself,
他所做的就半点价值都没有。
And there's no half a value in whatever he's doing.
甚至他所做的都会后来成为他的审判。
And all what he has done may become his punishment.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们认真地面对我们每一个的今天最平凡的小事。
So let's take every little thing that we receive today seriously.
主耶稣说，人在最小的事上不忠心，主人不会把大事交给他。
Jesus said, if you're not faithful in the least thing, you will not be given the great mission.
人在最小的事上能忠心，主将会把更大的事情托付给他。
If you're faithful to the littlest thing, the Lord will give you, will commit to you great things to do.
昨天晚上我跟一班弟兄姐妹在一起读经交通的时候，
Last night as I was sharing and reading the Bible with a group of brothers and sisters,
其中有人问起一个这样的问题。
Someone asked,
孩子们好好读书，争取第一名，对不对？
Is it right for the children to study hard and be the first prize in this study?
有些人说，我们只要讨主喜欢，别的都不重要。
Some people said, all we want is to please God, other things are not important.
有些人说，我们也需要在世人面前有美好的见证。
Others say, we also need to bear good testimony in front of other people.
那我说说我自己的感觉。
So I shared about my own feeling.
不管你读书好跟不好，
whether you study well or not,
如果你心里是为着主的，
if you're doing this for the Lord,
你应该好好读书。
You should study hard.
但是读书不是为着你以后的出名和成功。
But your study should not be for your own fame and
success. 你好好读书是为着以后这些有一天也许主要用它。
You study so that the Lord might have a chance to
use you. 学习让主在凡事上居首位是很重要的一件事。
It is very important to place God in the first place.
换句话说，
In another world,
如果你有个孩子他考试常常不及格，
If your children always fail the exam,
你不要埋怨神。
Do not complain God.
如果你的孩子心里是敬畏主的，
If your children is for the Lord,
很单纯的，
They have a simple mind,
你仍然要为他感恩。
You should give thanks
to God for them. 因为神造每个人就不一样，
Because God created everyone in a different way.
神可以在别的地方用他的。
God will use you one day.
我们不需要跟人比较的。
We don't need to compare with other people.
所以我常常说，
So I often say,
最重要的是心里是以什么为第一。
The most important thing is what is in the first place in your heart.
其他的都服从你会幕中心的指令。
We should all obey the instructions from the tabernacle.
第三点。
Number three.
我只是讲到出发前的一些事情。
All these are the events happening before the
setting off. 以色列人必须遵着耶和华的吩咐起行，也遵着耶和华的吩咐安营。
They must move and stop according to the instruction from the Lord.
圣经说，白天有云彩在会幕的上面。
Bible told us that during the day there's a pillar of cloud.Resting above the
tabernacle. 夜间有火柱在会幕的上面。
During the night, the pillar of fire will rest above the tabernacle.
云彩何时收上去，他们就何时起行。
Whenever the cloud is lifted up, they will start.
云彩何时停住，他们就停下。
Whenever the cloud stops, they will stop.
无论是两天。
Whether it's for 2 days,
是一个月，
or a month,
是一年，
or even for a year,
停多久，他们就驻扎多久。
No matter how long the cloud will stay there, they will stay there too.
但是云彩收上去，他们就 起行。
But when the cloud is lifted up, they will move on.
弟兄姐妹，这也是我们基督徒应该有的态度。
Francis, this should also be the attitude of us.
主有时候把我们引到这边去。
Sometimes the Lord has guided us to this place.
主有时候把我们引到那边去。
Other times to a different place.
我们随从主的引导，随时的跟随他的引领而走。
We follow his leading anytime and walk with him.
我们要避免一种东西，这个地方驻扎的非常舒服，我们就不走了。
We should prevent one thing to stay here and would not go because it's a comfortable place.
我告诉你，早期教会都有这种危险。
Let me tell you, even the early churches have this danger.
你想想，彼得第一次讲道就三千人得救，再讲到五千人得救。耶路撒冷的教会在当时是兴旺的不得了。
The churches in Jerusalem prospered very much when Peter preached. 3,000 people were saved.
还不止这样，他们都把东西奉献了房屋公用。
Not only that, everyone offered their own, donated their own item to the church.
没有一个人说有东一样东西是属于自己的。
Not a single person said that this is my own item, but everyone shared everything.
你想那样的光景，谁会想要离开啊？
No one would like to leave this wonderful place.
这么好的见证。
Such a beautiful testimony.
但是神兴起一个环境，就是迫害临到了他们。
Yet God has raised a persecution.
接着迫害，神就把福音送到撒玛利亚，送到许多的境外的地方。
Through the persecution, God has spread the gospel to Samaria, to other places.
所以很多事情的发生不像我们想象中一扑的情愿。
So a lot of things happened against our own wills.
但是你要记得的是有云彩。
But
有火柱的引领。
Remember, there is the leading of the pillar of cloud and fire.
我相信这个是指着外边的引领。
I believe this talks about outward leading.
我们新约的基督徒更重要的是里边更有圣灵的感动和平安的同在。
Christians in the New Testament should have the leading of the Holy Spirit inside us that moves us and gives us peace.
约柜每次前行的时候，摩西就说：“耶和华，愿你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散。”
Whenever the ark goes ahead of the whole camp, Moses will say, "Rise, Lord, may the enemies will scatter."
愿恨你的人在你面前逃跑。
May you rise and may the enemies run away from you.
约柜停住的时候，他就说，
When the ark
耶和华，求你回到以色列的千万人中。
Moses would say, "Lord, come back to the thousands and ten thousands of your people."
所以我特别是有一个这样的感动。
So I have particularly this moving.
今天主也把我们带到一个新的地方来开始。
Today God has led us to a new place.
我们不知道前边会怎么样，但是今天主把我们带在这里，我们就在这里驻营为主做见证。
We don't know what will happen ahead of us, but as long as God has led us here, we will camp in this place.
我们也有这样的像摩西的祷告。
We have the same prayer as Moses.
求主叫仇敌四散。
May the enemies scatter.
求主住在他的百姓中间。
May the Lord dwell among his people.
记得我们刚刚开始来 Kelly View 聚会的时候，我们就有一个同样的感动。
Remember when we started our meeting in Kelly View Public School, we had the same moving.
我们盼望福音急着我们这帮蒙恩的罪人能够在这里彰显神福音的大能。
We hope that the gospel will be manifested through us sinners saved by grace.
我们盼望因着有一帮蒙主拯救的人，他们愿意在这里来实行遵守主的命令。
We hope that because we are willing to obey the Lord's commands, we who are saved by grace.
就是你们要彼此相爱。
and to love one another,
像我爱你们一样。
Just like the Lord has loved us.
如果我们遵行主的命令，人就认出我们是他的门徒。
If we obey His commands, we will be recognized to be His disciples.
所以我很盼望新到这样一个地方，我们先有一个心智，在主的面前求主提醒我们，我们是属于他的。
So I hope that we will all have a determination that we belong to the Lord.
我们不是随着自己的意思而来生活的。
We do not live according to our own desire.
我们是准备好要参与这一个属灵的征战的。
We are ready to serve in the spiritual army.
我们也愿意随时的被主的引导。
We also
起行或者停住。
We're also willing to be guided by the Lord at any time, whether to move on or to stop.
但是所有的动作是因为会幕在我们中间，主在我们中间。
But all our actions are from the command coming from the tabernacle. Our Lord is among us. He's the center.
刚才说到以色列人走往迦南地去的这条路。
Just now we talked about this journey to the land of Canaan.
路边路上有许多的曲折跟失败的经验。
There were many turns and twists, experiences of failures.
但是神的忍耐也在这一条路上帮助他们，而且扶持他们。
But God's patience and endurance has been helping and supporting the people along this journey.
这条路不是人所谓的大路。
It is not a wide and broad way.
我小时候读书的时候，老师喜欢整天告诉我们。
When I was young and at school, the teacher would like to tell us.
要走光明的大道。
To walk a bright and broad way.
只有我读到圣经的时候，主耶稣说，你们要进窄门，走小路。
Only when I read the Bible, Jesus said, you are to walk the narrow way and go through the narrow gate.
因为引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的。
Because the gate is small, the way is narrow that leads to the eternity.
但它的终点却是永生和荣耀。
But the destiny is eternal life and glory.
却是主在那里等着我们。
It is the Lord Himself that is waiting on the other end.
对不起，把那个手表给我一下，因为这里没有钟。我看看我的时间。录音过钟了，差不多了是吧？对不起啊，因为没有钟，我有时候讲讲就忘记时间了。对，啊，好好好，那我很快把下边再讲一点。我刚才讲到以色列人出埃及以后要走一条蛮长的路。
Just now I mentioned it is a very long journey that the Israelites had to complete after they came out of Egypt.
保罗在新约圣经里边也很着意的对哥林多的信徒讲了这一段话。
Paul also said this,particularly to the brothers and sisters in Corinthians.
他说弟兄们
said,
我不愿意你们不晓得十章一到十二节。
He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
弟兄们我不愿意你们不晓得我们的祖宗从前都在云下都从海中经过。
He said,Sorry, he said, for I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact, brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud and that they all passed through the sea.
都在云里海里受洗归了摩西，他们都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水。
They were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink.
所喝的是随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
For they drank from the spiritual rock that accompanied them, and that rock was Christ.
但是他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
Nevertheless, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered over the desert.
这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋，而是像他们那样贪恋。
Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did.
也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的。
Do not be idolaters as some of them were, as it is written.
我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了两万三千人。
We should not commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day, 23,000 of them died.
也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被石所灭。
We should not test the Lord as some of them did and were killed by snakes.
你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。
And do not grumble as some of them did and were killed by the destroying angels.
他们遭遇的这些事都是要作为我们的警戒。
These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us.
并且写在经上警戒我们这末世的人。
On whom the fulfillment of the ages has come.
所以自己以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
So if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
保罗他很爱哥林多的众圣徒。
Paul really loved the saints in Corinthians.
但是他也必须警戒以往事来提醒他们。
But he must warn them from Israel's history.
要记得这是一条漫长的小路。
To remind them that this is a very long and narrow way.
如果不小心不谨慎地跟着主自己的教训和随从他的引导。
If you are not careful to follow the Lord's instructions and teachings,
谁都有跌倒和倒闭的可能性。
Anyone may fall and even be destroyed.
不过，虽然是这样的互相的警戒勉励。
Although we are encouraging and reminding and warning each other,
正如刚刚我们在希伯来书所读到的那些鼓励的话，
Just as we read from Hebrews these words of encouragement,
我们也仍然是要记得神能做成他自己的救赎的工作。
We should also remember that God is able to work His salvation, the work of salvation.
所以圣经上是这样的鼓励我们。
So the Bible encourages like this.
亲爱的弟兄们，
Dear brothers,
你们要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
To edify yourself in this most holy teaching.
在圣灵里边祷告。
And to pray in the Holy Spirit.
保守自己，常在主的爱中。
Keep yourselves in God's love.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯。
As you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ,
主能保守我们不失脚。
God can keep us from falling.
叫你们无瑕无疵、欢欢喜喜的站立在他荣耀之前。
So that you will be blemishless and standing before Him.
我们用这些话互相勉励，也互相提醒。
Let's remind and encourage one another with these words.
在新的一年里边，
In this new year,
我很喜欢王华刚才选的那首奉献一切以祭坛的诗歌。
I love this hymn that our brother led just now to offer everything to the altar.
只有当我们完全奉献跟顺服的时候，
Only when I completely submit to him and offer all to him,
我们才能知道主是何等的美好。
Can we know that how beautiful and great our Lord is?
我们才能够没有怨言，没有许多长泪的来跟随主走前边的路。
Can we then follow the Lord without complaining and without difficulties?
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，在新年的第一次的主日信息里边，我们就互相的来用你的话来互相的提醒，互相的劝勉。
Dear Lord, thank you for using your word to help us encouraging each other in this first Sunday of the new year.
主，我们愿意前面的日子每一天我们都是与你同行。
We pray that we will walk with you every single day ahead.
或行走或停留都随你的引导。
Whether to walk or to stop, we will follow your leading.
不管是大事不管是小事，我们要讨你的喜欢。
Whether big or small things, we are to please you.
主啊，用你的同在成为我们每天的满足。
Lord, satisfy us with your presence every day.
成为我们每天的力量。
And be our everyday strength.
也成为我们每天的目的。
And be our everyday purpose.
主，我们愿意成为一个空虚的器皿。
Lord, we want to be empty vessels.
好让你的恩典得着流通。
So that your grace will flow through us.
好叫你的荣耀不被拦阻。
So that your glory will not be hindered by us.
主，祝福在这里的你的教会。
Lord, bless your church here.
真是能够在这里来传扬你的福音。
To proclaim your gospel in this
area. 来为你得着更多的灵魂归向你。
To gain all souls for you.
来让弟兄姐妹能够在你的家中享受你家的温暖和爱。慈爱。
So brothers and sisters can enjoy love and kindness in your household.
我们感谢主。
We praise you.
奉主耶稣名求。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
实在感谢主的恩典，我们今天。